I know feeling this grief is just as important part of life as feeling the joy of love. And it's also the price you pay for feeling the love.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine.
Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a 4-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon.
Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know, those deep, dark secrets you probably want to take to your grave, or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing. Join me each week as we take a deep dive and explore the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Get ready for a more focused, revealing journey of the human experience. In this new chapter of Secret Life, I am excited for you to join the ride. And today we are talking about grief. Grief and loss. And that it has its own fucking timeline. It has its own timeline. And that's the beast of it all, that we don't get to choose when we choose and feel grief and loss. And I'm sitting in it right now. You know, this recently, I would say less than 48 hours ago, I would even say 36 hours ago, I had a huge loss. Somebody passed away unexpectedly. That's been in my life for over 3 years, you know, and it's never happened in this capacity before. And I am pretty much numb right this second. I'm pretty much shut down. So if you experience a loss of a friendship, a loss of a loved one, a loss of just someone important in your life, no longer even being in your life, just if they decide to end a relationship, is a type of grief and loss, which I've experienced literally less than 2 weeks ago. So this is like loss on top of loss, and then on top of a death loss. And it's been a lot. And I have to say, I had to look up at the universe and be like, really? Really? How much deeper do I have to go in myself and feel and evolve? And I know that's what it's about, you know, life on life's terms. And the more I evolve and feel, then I get to help other people evolve and feel. I do know that after 20 years of doing this. Like, I do know that. But the pain that is stuck in my body right now, that is not being released, is just, it's this weird feeling that I know it will come out when it's ready to, but then the impatience of wanting it to be done. Because I know the only way through grief is to go through the pain. And the awareness I have and knowing that there's light on the other side of that painful process, my impatience is like, okay, let's get through it. Let's get to it. Come on, let's go. I got stuff to do. I got other people to heal. I've been through this. Let's go through it. Let's go. And my body and my nervous system and my conscious and subconscious is like, yeah, no, you're actually not ready to go through this type of grief and loss right this second, less than 38 hours after you hurt. And so I'm just, again, sitting in it. Fucking sitting in it. And I know feeling this grief is just as important part of life as feeling the joy of love. And it's also the price you pay for feeling the love because I really love this person, even though they were a troubled soul that I could not, AKA, save, fix. You can only give so much, and then that person gets to choose whether they want to change or not. And I know that, but that price of love and that cost of commitment then amplifies the amount of grief. So I know this next stage of feeling and letting go, because I allowed and gave so much love and gave so much of myself to this person unconditionally, and that's how we love, is unconditionally, with not wanting anything in return, that freely giving it and no expectations and wanting what's best for them and being their cheerleader. And the joy that we had over 3 years together, and now that that's gone, that the grief is going to be so deep because I loved so deeply with her. And maybe that's why I'm not capable of feeling it right now. And I have to be okay in that, because this is the process. If I don't go through this, then I can't help other people go through this, because the abandonment and grief of the ending of a relationship is just as hard as this. The more you unconditionally love and care about someone in a relationship, and then it ends abruptly, is grief and loss as well. Letting go of a toxic family member, which I have done as well, is the pain of that grief. And I've been through all these types of grief, but this specific type of grief, this unconditionally giving and being a healer to the sick, and then it going the devastating route, is just something I've never experienced. I mean, think about it. Is there someone in your life, even a friend, where you've literally given and given and given, and then it just dramatically takes a turn for the worst? Either there something happens to them, they go out of your life. It's like that feeling. And there's this, the what ifs and the could have done it different. Should I have then tried that? Should I have not pushed so hard then? Should I have not said that thing? Should I have flown there anyway? Should she have not flown there? Like all these things. And it's like, no, stop. Just sit in it. Just feel it. And so that's the practice I've been doing the last 36 hours. When I know a feeling is stuck and grief is stuck and things are stuck, that if I don't try to sit in it and I try to numb it, it will feel worse. So I won't numb it. I won't overeat it, won't shop it, won't outsex it, won't run from it, won't travel it away. I won't do any of the isms, drink it away, take pills it away, video game it away, Instagram, social media it away. I know those things. So if I sit in it and the emotion is still not coming up, there is an exercise that I do that is very helpful, and I want to share it today. So what you do is you think of the pain. So sit in the pain, think of the pain, think of the loss. And you, when you feel it in wherever your body, so usually I feel it right in my chest right here. Sometimes I feel it in my throat. So I feel it right in my chest. And it's like sitting here. It's like a knot. It's like a big ball of painful knot. And it's just stuck, like a big, just stuck knot of glue, it feels like. And so I sit in it and I get the thoughts about it. And even if no emotion is coming, my body's having a reaction. And when I feel the pressure, the tingles sometimes, the thoughts start racing, right? That's the moment. Try to stop the thoughts. Just try to focus on the actual physical feeling in the body. So instead of thinking of those things, I then focus on the body. So I'll sit and I'll just focus on the pain of my nervous system and my body. and not the thoughts anymore. And I just kind of sit. And then you just let it pass through. And sometimes it can be there for a while, but it's almost like you're welcoming it. You're welcoming it in the body and not in the head. So I want you to try that exercise. And I don't think I would have been able to do it 15 years ago, but there's something that happens when you welcome it into the body. It starts to lessen. So you sit in it, you feel it, you don't let your mind race, you focus on it in the body, on that exact spot, wherever it is. Could be in your chest, could be in your, wherever you feel it, just hold it. And you just feel. Even if no emotion comes up, you just feel. And you let your nervous system and your body get comfortable in the discomfort. And you don't let your head take over, because your head either wants to go in so deeply to try to change that feeling in your body because it's terrifying, or it tries to outcreate it. So try to not go to the thought, just try to go to the body. And when I did that, and I've been doing it, it's made it less pressure. It's made it so I can sit in the discomfort easier, and that my body can sit in the discomfort easier, and I'm not trying to escape it. And I know sooner or later the emotions are going to come because I'm not blocking it anymore and I'm not running from it anymore. So if you're in a place where you're feeling a lot of grief, a lot of loss, a lot of things you don't understand, a lot of abandonment, a lot of changes that are scary. I don't love the unknown. I'm not a fan of the unknown. I'm a Taurus. We don't like change. We don't like unknown. That when you do that body exercise, it's almost teaching your nervous system and your body to be okay in that discomfort and change and unknown. And it gets easier. And then it allows it to flow through you faster. And it doesn't stick to you. Because here's the thing. I don't know. It's worse sometimes. With pain, it's like the shock of what happened or the ache of what will never be again. And that's the part I have trouble to sit with. So that exercise really helps me not go into the ache of what never be again and sit in the shock of it, of the now. Because that was then and this is now. And allowing myself to go to the stages of grief, you know, anger, sadness, blaming myself, and then acceptance. Obviously, that's not the order, but so I guess my words of wisdom is try the body exercise. I obviously just started this process in this new degree of grief. It's been only 36 hours, not even, but I thought this was important for me because usually I do the podcast after things or after I've worked things out, but I haven't done it with this intense of a situation that just happened, that I'm still not even in. I haven't even like touched on the grief and the sadness. I think I've cried like 8 times, but it was for like one second. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, maybe max. So sometimes we're not ready to process, and I have to be okay with that. The impatient perfectionist has to be okay with, I'm not ready to process that deep of grief yet, and I have to sit in it with my body first instead of my head. My body's going through the process first. So this exercise has really given me some clarity and some accountability to myself when I can't just break down in tears over the loss and letting go and the what if and what was and no longer anymore and no longer getting her texts and sending pictures of her kids and my kids and no longer hearing her voice and no longer laughing. And that's a part of life. So here's a quote I love. Grief is a nasty game of feeling the weakest you have ever felt and morphing it into the strongest person you will have to become. So on the other side of this, as I know, whenever I grieve, whenever I let go, whenever I evolve, whenever I change, whenever I move on, whenever a new transition, people leave, flow in and out of my life, I always get stronger. And I'm always then get to bring that to my work, my writing, the articles, and helping people and talking to you guys. And that is worth it. And then I also get to give it to my son. Here's how you deal with grief. Here's how you deal with loss. Here's how you deal with abandonment. Here's how you deal with the hard things in life so that you can actually feel all the good things and joy in life. So if you're dealing with something hard right now, know you can get through it. If you can't cry, let it be felt in your body because it's really helping me. Thank you for listening to Secret Life Podcast. I'd love to know your thoughts on the subject. If you have any topics you wanted to discuss, please email me at secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time.
Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.